Hello, friends, sisters, giving you a shout out. Whew, I thought June was going to be rocking for me, but sometimes we get a curveball, right? I've had a big one. I had a few this year, but I had a few last year, and I bounced back. I did okay, and not to say that I'm not this time too, but sometimes we let it go too long and let it be harder on us when we need to take care of ourselves. And I'm trying to do that today. I want to pop on and say hello. How are you? And if you've been off the rails like I have, like a train that had a wreck, train wreck, then you know what I mean. But you know, even during hard times, and I wake up and tell myself, okay, today's gonna be better, I'm gonna do better, I'm gonna keep that train steered on the track in the right direction. And sometimes that happens, and sometimes I fail, but I believe that the story that I tell myself, and if that's the same old story, then that's the route that I'm taking. And we know that a short route is not always best. It's not always best for our minds, our body, and our overall health. So I think that hitting that reset button as soon as you can and feeling it on the inside, knowing how you felt previously, how good it was, and how you felt with confidence, but not just the confidence boost, but just with climbing stairs, taking a walk, taking a shower, our daily living activities that are important, getting in and out of the shower, the tub, and you feel that extra weight on your body. It's hard. It's hard on your joints. I have back and knee issues at times, and so I understand how things evolve, but also know that taking off a few pounds helps. But one thing I want to address is being in that vicious cycle. I've been there. I've done it. I've done it lately. This year, even more. And a lot of it is not having time to sleep, not having time to rest, not taking the time, not making myself do it. So today, I'm making myself do it, making time for myself today. A little walk in the sunshine instead of running back and forth and taking care of others. And today, I tell myself, this is what I'm going to do. Have I felt guilty? Sure, I felt some guilt. But, you know, we have to stick with some of the things that we believe in. And I believe in walks. I believe in sunshine. I believe in a calorie deficit while losing weight. I believe in keeping calories at a maintenance level while in maintenance. I believe in you, and therefore, I believe in myself. I'm showing up here, talking to you, and I want you to know, if you've been hard on yourself lately, you can turn that around. And you're not in a time zone. You're not in a time zone of, hey, I did this, I did that, I can't do it anymore. So we all know the stories that we tell ourselves is what we believe in. If you are confident, if you know you have it in you, then you will march forward and you will do for you. But if you think and you're not confident, you won't march forward as fast. You'll get there with baby steps. So we all know the truth in this. It's tested. I've tested it. I've proved it. But I got up and told myself, well, I can't take the time today for me because I've got to give it to someone else. And that's been my life for quite some time. But I do know if I'm not taking care of myself, what it does to me. It makes me frustrated. It makes me tired. It makes me angry. It makes me eat crappy. It makes me feel crappy. Now, I'm no go hard athlete. You all know that. But I believe in the power of positive thinking. And I believe in the power of walking or doing something. You know, get up, stand up, stretch. Get you a bike indoors. Ride 10 minutes a day. Split it up. Do it before you go to bed. Find the time. Check out of your headspace, people. Get out of that headspace. It's positivity. And ride the wave. Ride the wave and hear the roar of the water and the talks of the people in the background and that sand under your feet. The sun hitting the brim of your glasses and forehead. Your shoulders. Ride the wave. Health is important. When you're aging, I see it over and over and over. And we know God has a plan for all of us. But I think that doing our part is part of His plan. Because our body is a temple. And I've not always treated it like that. And I go back and forth and back and forth. But I put the positive in. The books, the talk, the walk, showing up, talking here to you. And I know the power of all of it. You have control. You have the ability. You can go forward. You can do it all by yourself. And when you accomplish that, when you do what you want to, you have control. You did it. No one can take that away from you. No one. Have a great day. Many prayers to you and your family. Much love. So many virtual hugs. And keep showing up. You won't regret it. Take care.